Oh my gosh, we're back.
We're alive, and I was gonna say well, but I don't think that's true.
No.
We're here, thriving, kind of. I have coffee, so I am thriving.
I just lit a candle called the Weasley Twins, and it smells like a bonfire. So, like, there's noises outside my house.
I also have said candle. I don't have it lit though.
I've burned through one of the two that I just ordered, and I burnt through the first one within like a week. So
Nice.
they just smell so fucking good.
Really good. My sister said it smells exactly like the 4th of July. So,
Perfect. But we're back.
After some time.
About 3 months, give or take.
No.
Ooh, just popped my neck. Did you hear that?
Did not.
Okay, good.
I
Sorry if that was recorded.
don't think it was because I didn't hear it.
Anyways, why have we been gone?
Well, I don't want to. What I was gonna say sounds like I'm blaming you, but I'm not blaming you. I was just gonna say you've had a lot going on with your job.
Okay, but so did you just didn't want to record. So
That is so true.
it's not all my fault. We were in
I
this
know.
together.
But I was gonna be like, well, you've had like a stressful time with your job, so like I get it.
It's a
And then
stressful job. I'm
it
basically
is.
like the equivalent of a vice principal of a daycare.
Right. And like you went through like so much turnaround. Like I swear every like week or so you have like a new thing come up with your job.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But now I'm at a new job. But it's like the same job, but it's a new job.
Yeah.
And so to clarify, they, n not because I did anything wrong or anything, but I was transferred to our other location just because they had an assistant director position opening and they thought I'd be a good fit. And so I was transferred. And fun fact, it's mostly a good fit. I like it a lot.
Yay.
I'm very happy. So it's, I don't walk into work hating my job.
What's that like?
It's kind of nice. Like now I could actually see myself staying there for the next couple years.
That's good.
And I got, oh, and I got a raise. I got a $4 raise.
We love it.
Like it was, it, I'm thriving, honestly. And I don't, usually I don't have to like put in insane hours. I went from working about on average 45 to 50 hours a week to now just doing my regular 40 a week.
That's good.
Except in like certain circumstances, obviously.
Right, of course. But yeah.
And the it was like around the holidays when we stopped recording, and we both get very stressed out around the holidays.
Yeah, my holiday hours were, to put it lightly, insane.
Yeah.
I was literally going into work at like 3 p.m. every single day. And then I would work until midnight or 1 in the morning. And then I wouldn't go to bed until 3 in the morning. And then I would wake up at 11 p.m. And then I would do it the next day.
Yeah, I didn't see Katie for weeks.
She
Not
did.
really, but like kind of.
But also, I did not have a life outside of my job and just trying to catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, never doing that again.
Don't blame your friend.
So yeah, it was really hard to find the motivation to record when I barely had motivation to do anything I enjoyed. So
Yeah.
yeah, it was a rough time. We were going through it, man.
But we're back. Not to say that we won't ever take a hiatus again, but I will say Katie doesn't know this because I don't think I mentioned it. But while we were gone, I was still getting like updates of like 10 new listeners or 10 new downloads a week or 18 downloads in 1 week, like even though we weren't posting shit on any sort of social media or even talking about our podcast
We were
anywhere.
just dormant.
So what?
We were just dormant.
We really were, but people were still listening. Not as much, obviously, but
Right. That's good to hear. You didn't mention that at all.
no, I thought it'd be a nice surprise.
It was. I like that.
Well, it was like last week when I finally woke up one day. Well, here's the thing. Missouri finally we had a nice like that perfect first real spring weather day, And I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm going to get shit done. And so, like, I hung all my laundry, did all my laundry, took trash out, cleaned my bedroom, got my shit together. And then I went and I busted out, like, 4 weeks worth of notes for this fucking podcast.
Yeah, Kelsey was getting shit done this week. They were fucking hauling ass. And I was over here, like, I'm watching anime.
Yeah, also, that's a new thing that's happened since we've been here. I got Caitlin to watch fucking anime, finally.
Yes. She's been trying since lockdown to get me into anime.
Probably a little bit before, because I watched it a little before lockdown.
Yeah, but, like, lockdown, when you were like, guess what we're going to do? And I was like, oh, God. I miss living together so much.
I do too. I think about it all the time.
I miss our apartment. Our apartment was iconic.
Our apartment was so janky, but I loved it.
Here's the thing. If I could have, like, my single apartment that I had, but with an extra room, perfect.
But it wasn't that much different. I liked our apartment better. No, yours was a little, I don't want to say dirty.
No,
not because it was your fault.
What I want is the space, because I really liked the kitchen and living room of my apartment. It was, like, nice and big.
Yeah.
Whereas our apartment, we had a couch in a kitchen.
I liked it. I thought it gave it character.
I thought it was interesting. But yeah, I miss having my own space. Miss having a roommate.
Miss having this roommate. Hey.
Yes. We had such a great time.
We did.
I remember one time, I don't know what the context was, but you were annoyed with me, so you opened every single cabinet in the kitchen, and I shit you not, she left them open for an entire week.
I did.
Oh my God. And I was like, at first it was really funny, and then I was just like, I'm gonna fucking kill her if she doesn't close these.
Well, you're looking at a double earth sign in the big three. So when you talk about stubborn, you think you're going to win. You're not. I have a Taurus moon, bitch. I always win.
That is true. I'm a double air sign, which is so odd.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Like, I try and explain to people that, like, I am an odd character because I come across as an Aquarius, but I am, at my core, a Capricorn. And that is not a fun
question. I am, you know, earth sign through and through. You look at me, I'm an earth sign, but that Libra rising.
I was about to say.
That she Libra sneaks rising. Up on you.
Right. Libra rising.
Why I'm so funny. And why I dress so well.
I'm not laughing at the fact that you dress well. You do dress well, but I just love that that was your conclusion with that.
I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Right, right.
But anyways, back to getting Katie to watch anime.
Yeah.
We got her to watch anime because we watched it a little bit during lockdown, but then Katie wasn't watching it on her own. So
I watched it on my own for like a bit, and then I fell asleep during an episode, and I was like, I don't even know what episode it was, so I gave it.
Then I found Katie's niche. It's fucking sports animes.
Yeah.
And so I got her to watch My Hero Academia, because it's one of my favorites, and I needed to talk to somebody about my favorite characters, so we're not going to get into a whole lot of it right now, because we'll talk about it later on, but
that's an entirely different thing.
It is. Just know that's what she's been watching. I rewatched it, but I can't rewatch it all the time just because the arcs are so long.
No, they really are.
I did rewatch Anne with an E, though. I'm rewatching How I Met Your Mother right now because I don't want to do anything. I am about a little halfway through, more than halfway through Escape the Infinity.
You need to finish it.
I know!
It's okay. I'm not even done with Oran High School Host Club yet.
Jesus Christ.
I've been working.
I guess.
And I was gonna
what else today, happened?
But I didn't. I put purple in my hair.
You did purple in her hair. I had my hair professionally done.
You did.
So I didn't have to do my split dye myself this time, so it was kind of nice. I also got a new tattoo without Caitlin.
Yeah, she cheated on me. It's fine.
No, here's the thing. It was a tattoo that was meant for me, and I stand by that.
It was.
Our tattoo artist does, like, Valentine's Day specials and Halloween specials where, like, she blocks out, like, 2 weeks out of the year, and that's, she just does those tattoos. And so she had this, usually her themes are, like, Disney-inspired, and I love me some Disney, but not enough. It doesn't go with my current tattoo theme.
Yeah.
So I was going through, and then the Valentine's Day theme special was children's books. I was like, oh, you know me, I'm a reader first and foremost. And so I was going through and I was like, these are cute. I could get one of these, kind of just like, eh. And then the very last one, the most expensive tattoo in her special, in her flash, was anybody who knows the children's book In a Dark, Dark Room? It's like a little scary stories for kids. There's the story about the girl with the green ribbon. She has to wear it around her neck her whole life. And then, like, as she's on her deathbed, she finally takes it off and her head fucking falls off. You know, the reason I am the way I am. And so, what?
You mentioned the story to me, I shit you not, like, once a year.
Because it left that much of a, like, impact on me, dude. Because it pops in my head every now and then. And so, this was, like, I have my tattoo artist Instagram on, like, notifications. And so, it was posted 5 minutes I'm looking at it, before I even can, like, give it a second thought, I send my email to, like, hold my spot and say, I want this tattoo, because she only lets one person at a time get it.
Right.
So, I got it, and now she lives on my leg, and she's so perfect.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty great tattoo.
And then we have an appointment in, like, 6 days?
Yep.
Katie's finally getting a cover-up for an old tattoo. Yeah.
I am
getting an anime tattoo.
Of course you are. I'm so excited for your tattoo, though. It's gonna be so cool.
It's gonna be on my body forever. I have to like deal with that.
Yeah, you have to live with that, those choices.
So yeah, I just hope he stays a good guy. Hey,
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, I'd still love him even if he wasn't, but
right. You know, we love a morally questionable character.
I think it'll be all right. I think I like him enough that even if I end up, like, not being obsessed with this anime one day, whenever I go out of my, like, hyperfixation phases of, like, whatever I've been watching or reading, I still have that, like, nostalgic, like, love for it. Like,
right.
I have a freaking Loki tattoo. I have the Weasley twins wands, and those guys I've been in love with them for my entire life. So
right.
I don't think this can get too bad. And I think that we have another tattoo appointment in June.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you decided what you're gonna get for that one?
I'm working through a couple of ideas. I texted my sister the other day, and I was gonna text you, but we were talking about something else, and I didn't want to get off topic.
I was gonna say, why the fuck are you not talking to me about your tattoos?
I was like, what if I got a Spider-Man tattoo?
That would suit you. You got to do it now.
I'm literally wearing a Spider-Man shirt.
Yeah.
But, like, I need it to be, like, my version of Spider-Man and not, like, the dude bro Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be, like, by Trans King. Like, that's what I want.
Just get an Andrew Garfield tattoo. Just tattoo his face on your body.
Face on my butt.
Lindsay could do it. Our tattoo artist could do it. Face.
Well, my sister suggested, like the I love you thing from The Amazing Spider-Man, but, like, it not say I love you. And I'm like, but what would it say?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I got time to think about it, but I was like.
Yeah. See, now, I knew this tattoo coming up was going to be the anime tattoo. And then, I'm not saying who it is, because I want it to be a surprise for when we eventually get there. Record that episode. And I also don't need to out myself as a fucking weeb right now. But, and then our next appointment, I was pretty set on a midsummer tattoo for a while, but now I think I want a Scream tattoo before I want a midsummer tattoo.
That'd be so cool. I love that.
And the Scream tattoo could go on my other arm.
True. That is true.
I have one arm that has no tattoos on it. It is the only limb on my body with no tattoos.
I have a leg that doesn't have anything on it.
Really?
I kind of like my arms, like, only have like both of them only have two. And but like I have technically 8 tattoos. And it throws me off because I have the 2 collarbones.
Oh my gosh, wait, I just realized this tattoo appointment will be, it'll be my 10th tattoo. I'm in double digits.
Cute. I love that.
Oh, he gets to be my 10th tattoo.
Adorable.
He'd like that.
Would love that. I don't know what I was gonna say.
I don't know, but Scream tattoo. Katie, oh, that's another thing. We've seen a lot of movies. We've gone like to movie theaters. We saw, I think my favorite that we've seen though, besides like No Way Home, obviously.
Right.
Was the new Scream movie.
Oh, it was so good.
I've never had like such a fun like movie watching experience. Like I have when I've watched the other Scream movies, but I always forget that Scream movies are also serious, but like a classic whodunit, and you actually try to figure out who did it.
They're so self-aware and niche. It is just like, it's the perfect combination of like self-aware, but also like horror, you know?
Right. Like it's the only horror movies I could ever get Caitlin to go see with me.
I said we could go see Halloween, but then I think it was out of theaters by the time we were going to go see it.
Yeah.
Because I am in for
Halloween movies, they're good, but they're not like exactly my jam.
Yeah.
You know me, I need a little something extra in my
I get that.
And my preferred genre of scary movies is like paranormal.
No, I like slasher shit.
Well, yeah. I love, don't get me wrong, I love a good slasher, but just like that was just like kind of my introduction to horror movies.
Yeah.
And like my dad took me to like Paranormal Activity when I was like 12, so
the only like paranormal movie I've ever like enjoyed was Crimson Peak, but also that's just because Tom Hiddleston was in it. So
fucking love me some Tom Hiddleston.
I love that man.
I love that fucking man.
He was foine in that movie.
Foine. I mean, when is he not fine?
True. That is so true.
What if I just left this on the entire
podcast? Please don't.
Why not?
It would drive me insane.
But it's fun.
Oh my god,
it is always fun when I listen back now that I have that feature.
Yeah.
And I can like actually hear it, because when I'm doing it I can never hear what I sound like. It just sounds normal.
Just it'd be weird if you could hear it though, because I feel like it would like do like feedback or something.
Yeah, probably.
But oh, we also saw Marry Me.
Oh my gosh. So the plan was, that was our Valentine's Day plan.
Yeah.
Was we got absolutely hammered.
Oh my god, it was
great. We went and saw this movie we knew would be awful, because when we saw the trailer, first of all, we saw the trailer when I was also not sober. And I leaned over and I was like, we have to go see it.
And I was just like, I am not being sober when I watch that though. I can't.
And that was like the point, like we can't be sober and watch that movie.
No.
But there was a surprising amount of people in the theater when we went to see it.
Dude, there were so many, and like I was like, y'all are willingly seeing this.
Like, oh, y'all are just doing this, you're raw dogging it and seeing it sober.
You are raw dogging this shit. And I'm over here, I have a drink that I snuck in. We got a drink at the bar at the theater. I'm 3 drinks in, and I'm like, I am having the best time. And people are over here genuinely interested in this movie. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? You are like,
how are you living your life? Like, this is something you find entertaining.
Like, our
no offense to Owen Wilson, because as we did sing his praises in the Loki show, and he did great in the Loki show, and I've seen pretty much all of his other movies as well, but I don't know what it was about. What, I don't know who, how, or why he had agreed to do this movie.
I want to talk
same thing with J-Lo. I'm sorry, J-Lo, but oh lord.
I just want to talk to his plastic surgeon.
I just want to talk to the plastic surgeon.
I have thoughts.
I just, ooh.
I need answers. First off, why?
Second off, why squared?
It literally. Like, it's just like, you took a perfectly good DILF and you turned him into aged out Ken.
It just, he looks plastic, and I am all for people doing plastic surgery however they want, if they want, you know, whatever. But like, it was just very jarring to me.
Very obvious, not well done. If he feels great about himself, that's great.
Right.
I love that for you, Owen. I love your work as Lightning McQueen.
Meanwhile, he's in a movie supposed to be falling in love with
J-Lo. Jenny from the block.
I was literally about to say Jenny from the motherfucking block.
Like
an absolute goddess of a woman. And he's over here. And he's just, here.
It's just like a terror. I've read fan fiction better written than that.
We literally started like saying like this is who this would be in this fan fiction. Like, yep. Like we're like, are they gonna break up yet? Like we're getting to the point in the fan fiction where they break up.
Like it followed every fan fiction trope I've ever seen in my life.
You just know it was a fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like that movie After. It's a Harry Styles fan fiction. It's a
Harry Styles fan fiction.
Poor Harry.
Okay. If that's
hold on. Speaking of Harry Styles, nobody can see it but Katie. I have a cup now that has a collage of every picture of Harry Styles like ever.
I love it.
And it was a gift from a parent at work. So
also you got me a blanket. Photos of Sebastian Stan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we didn't talk about our Christmas gifts.
I love it so much.
I was so excited. I've had that planned in my head as your present since, like, I'm not kidding you, this time last year.
I love that. You should give me all of Andrew Garfield next.
No. But Katie really just went above and beyond, I think. Yeah. Katie got me a pin of Kirishima from My Hero Academia, and Kirishima is one of my favorites. He's now my second favorite, but he's also like he was my original first favorite.
He's been demoted.
Yes. And then Katie got me. So I'm a big fan of Pokemon. Have been my whole life. I've played pretty much every game except for like some of the middle ones that were on the later DS. Anyways, but my Pokemon obsession has come back in full swing because there's been two games released back to back.
And so, guys, I don't know anything about Pokemon, and she keeps talking to me about it. I'm like, I don't know.
I got the Katie had to go with me to Walmart to pick up the Pokemon Brilliant Diamond because it was the remake of one of my favorite Pokemon games of all time. So obviously, I had to fucking play it. And then they dropped Pokemon Arceus, or Arceus, depends on who you are. I say Arceus because I'm the worst. But through all of this, I had mentioned multiple times what my favorite Pokemon was. My favorite Pokemon is Mimikyu, and Katie got me a Mimikyu plushie.
I did.
And it's so perfect.
It's actually a really great plushie. I was trying to find one on Etsy because I wanted, you know, I want to support small business. I could not for the life of me find one. I even, like, just went on Instagram. I was searching. Literally could not find one. Because they were all crocheted. And I was like, I know, Kelsey. I know they're not going to want a crocheted Mimikyu. No.
Damn straight.
Yeah. I'm like, she's going to want, like, an actual just, like, plushie version. So I found one on Amazon. I willingly went to Walmart trying to find one.
And Katie hates Walmart.
I hate Walmart so much.
Meanwhile, I grew up going to Walmart, so
I literally only ever go to Walmart with Kelsey.
I grew up going to Walmart to get my school supplies at 3 a.m. every year.
Yeah, like I used to go to Walmart when I was younger, but like, I just have too much social anxiety. There's too many people there. It's loud. It's crowded. I can't do it.
Yeah, I get it. I don't like going into stores anymore at all. If I don't have to, I don't. The only time I do is if I like really, really need to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I do curbside pickup or delivery every day of the fucking week. Because stores are too stimulating. I hate it. I get all sweaty. I don't like it.
There's too much going on and I just can't focus.
Yeah. But that talk of Pokemon actually brings me to what we're doing today. The game is Katie is going to guess Pokemon's names and their types.
Oh no.
And I'm really excited.
Can I just be shot? I'm kidding. It's not that bad, but I just wanted to say that.
Here's the thing. months ago, I wanted to have you, I wanted to play the game of having you guess people's quirks for My Hero Academia. Then you fucking started watching it, you stupid bitch.
You went on a rant and I had nothing better to do, so I watched it. I'm sorry.
I really did just out of nowhere go on a rant.
Yeah. I played it with my sister, though. She thought Kirishima was a werewolf. And I thought that was hilarious.
I love him. But no, today I'm having you guess the names of Pokemon and guess the type of Pokemon.
Okay.
So
this makes sense when you were like, can you mute you saying it?
Yes. So what I figured is I shared two Google Word docs with you. One of them is a cheat sheet of the list of every like type of Pokemon. As we'll go over this again, as I've told you before, each Pokemon has a type. So sometimes they can have up to two different types.
Okay.
And so I gave you a list of all the different types and we'll go through that real quick. There is a water type, fire type, grass type, ground type, rock type, steel type, ice type, electric, dragon, ghost, psychic, normal, fighting, poison, bug, flying, dark. And then the latest one is fairy.
Same.
Mood. And then I went through and I think I picked about 25 different ones.
Oh my god, that's not that many. I don't know why we're exaggerating.
No, I figured coming back we weren't going to dive into like an actual TV show. I figured we'd come back and do something fun, and I really wanted to play this game.
Okay, am I supposed to open the one you sent me?
I sent you two, so go ahead and open it, but if it's one with pictures of Pokemon, don't scroll down too much.
Okay.
Oh, I need to pull up my answer sheet.
It's so numb right now. Oh my god.
Your leg?
Yes, it's so numb. I moved it. Well, it was numb, so I moved it, and now it's like coming back awake, and I'm like, it's so uncomfortable. Anyways, no one cares. Okay, I'm seeing just a list. I'm just seeing pictures of Pokemon.
Okay, so don't scroll. If you could zoom in to where you could only see like one at a time, that's probably ideal.
Can I zoom if I don't? Oh, I can. Okay.
Wait. Oh, no.
Hold on. There we go.
And then you need to go and open the cheat sheet.
The cheat sheet?
Yeah. I shared that one with you. I can do it again real quick.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it, so you might need to send it again. Oh, my foot's awake. Not that anyone cares.
I figured you would need some sort of cheat sheet because you don't just know all the Pokemon types.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest. I didn't automatically know all these Pokemon types. It's hard to just know their types unless it's like Pokemon I've been playing forever. I threw in a good mix of like original Pokemon, older Pokemon, and then like some newer Pokemon.
There's a fighting type.
There is a fighting type.
What the fuck does that mean? Don't they all fight?
They do, but some of them are specifically a fighting type.
So they really do it to them then, I guess.
Yes. Okay. So here is what we're gonna do. You'll go to the document that says podcast game, and then we're gonna go through each of the Pokemon, and they're all numbered. Okay. For the purpose of organization, because I'm a Virgo. Don't drop your computer.
I just smacked it with my hand.
But
do that.
You're gonna guess the name of the Pokemon.
Okay.
And you're gonna guess the type of the Pokemon. And remember, some are just one type, but sometimes they're two types.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Let's look at number one.
Okay. I know this one.
Okay. Hold on. What you're also going to do is I'm going to have you like describe the Pokemon, what you're seeing.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to have you plug your ears the first part so I can tell people what it is.
Okay.
So plug your ears.
I'm plugging my ears first? Okay.
Yes. The first one's Bulbasaur. So hopefully she gets that. Okay.
Okay. I hope you can't hear me humming to myself.
You could a little bit.
Damn it. Oh,
okay. Well. What's the first one look like?
Like a turtle, kind of.
Like a turtle?
Like a turtle and a snail had a love child.
Where did you get snail?
It's got a little shell. And it's like,
okay. What color is he?
Kind of teal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say probably a seafoam green. So like seafoam green and just regular green. And his eyes are red.
Okay. So what do you know what Pokemon this is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
The Bulbasaur.
Okay, Bulbasaur.
I don't know what you want from me.
I figured we'd start off easy with one that you would probably know because this is also one of my favorite Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
What type do you think it is?
Grass type.
They're very good. Very good. See?
I have a question. This is unrelated to the game.
Okay.
Do Pokemon reproduce?
Yes. They reproduce by eggs.
So there's like male and female of the species?
Yes. Some Pokemon, depending on which Pokemon it is, look different. So like hypothetically, this Bulbasaur, like let's say it's male. If there was a female Bulbasaur, maybe the spots on his head would be like bigger or smaller or rearranged differently. Very small differences, but you can see them in the Pokedexes too.
I was just curious. Because I was like, how do they come to being? I was like, do they just like butt off each other? Like I was confused.
No, they in the Pokemon games, there's things called Pokemon daycares. And you drop two different Pokemon off of the daycare. You leave them there for a while you're playing. And sometimes when you come back, there's an egg.
They fucked. Oh my God.
Exactly.
That's so weird. It's a children's game. There's so much lore behind Pokemon.
Oh, homie, you don't even know.
I know. You've like talked to me about it. And I'm like, I don't even know. I don't want to know. Yeah. I was just curious. Did you know we don't know how eels reproduce?
This is not what we're talking about. Go to number two.
Same.
Go to number two.
They don't have reproductive organs, Kelsey.
We have 25 Pokemon to get through, okay?
Oh, this one's cute. Kind of looks like a bunny ballerina.
A bunny ballerina? Okay, yeah. Plug your ears and I'll tell people what it is.
Okay, I'm going to like turn my head.
Or maybe we should just have you describe it and you guess and then I'll tell people at the end.
Okay, cool.
Let's do that.
Okay, so this is like a bunny, but it's got like little fluffy things. So it's like a bunny and a sheep met.
So if a bunny and a sheep fucked, it looked like this?
I mean, I don't want to necessarily say fucked. It does look very much like a bunny. So I think a bunny has a friend that's a sheep and the sheep was shaved and he's like, here you go, friend. Here's a nice little skirt for you.
That's so wholesome. And I'll tell you why that's kind of funny to me in a little bit.
Why? Is this one like a murderer?
No. What do you think this Pokemon's name is?
I don't know. I'm not going to be fun. Okay, I'm not going to get any of the names right.
No, that's okay.
Whatever I think they should be named.
Yeah.
I think this should be called Flufflepuff.
Flufflepuff? Like Hufflepuff, but like fluffy? Flufflepuff.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and what type do you think it is?
Let me consult my cheat sheet.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm going to say ground, mostly because it's brown, and I can't think of anything else it would be.
Okay. So it is actually a normal type.
That is so stupid.
I hate normal type Pokemon much.
But it's like the default? Like, that's so stupid.
Yes, pretty much. They're always very boring Pokemon.
I hate this one, then.
But it's also not called Flufflepuff. It is called Buneary.
That's dumb. I like my name better.
I have to agree. And it's funny that you were saying that about Buneary is actually its evolution is commonly thought of as hot by people in the furry community. Or just by people in general. Because it gets some. I'm not going to lie to you. Some Pokemon are just pure furry bait.
What's the name of this one?
Buneary. Look up Lopunny. I think that's called.
Lopunny?
Lopunny.
I'm not going to spell that right.
Lopunny.
Oh, I got it. I'm going to be real. Why is she thick?
She thick, though, right?
Why is she thick?
She thick, though.
What's she doing?
She do be thick.
She do be thick. Why is she doing this? What the fuck?
I'm telling you, some of these Pokemon are just pure furry bait.
Literally, though, like, she's literally double-cheeked up.
Okay, let's keep it moving. Look at Pokemon number 3.
Okay. It's a fucking teacup.
Okay, but what else do you see?
There's, like, a little guy inside the teacup. Also, the teacup is broken.
It's not a teacup. It's a
teapot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what color is it?
It's, like, white, blue, and gold, and then the little guy inside is purple.
Okay. So, what do you think this Pokemon is called?
Teepee?
Teepee? Like, you're gonna go teepee a house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What type do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm gonna say psychic type.
Okay, that's a good guess. It's wrong, but that's a good guess.
What?
Okay, so it is actually a ghost type.
Yeah, that was my second guess.
And it's called Poltegeist.
Hi, I'd like to sue the creators. It's
called Poltegeist.
I know. I heard that. I'm gonna sue. That is so
and it's a ghost type.
Oh my god.
And it's a teapot. And again, my pronunciations on some of these may not be the best because some of them are from the newer generation. So that's just how it is, but it's called Poltegeist.
So stupid.
Okay, let's look at number 4. No. You actually might be familiar with number 4.
Fine.
What are you seeing? What does it look like?
I'm seeing a big pink blob with a little Wi-Fi symbol on his stomach and a giant tongue.
Okay, so what do you think this Pokemon is called?
Isn't he called Licky Lick?
He sure is called Licky Lick. Actually, it's Licky Licky, but...
That is so stupid.
And the reason Katie knows this one is because I sent it... There was this... actually, the inspiration for me wanting to play this game. There was this TikTok that was like, guess the real Pokemon. And it was like two really random ones, but were two equally likely to be a fucking Pokemon. And then Licky Lick was one of them. And Katie guessed wrong. Katie was like, this one has to be it. And I was like, actually, no, it's fucking Licky Licky. And Katie was so mad.
I hate it.
What type do you think Licky Licky is?
I'm gonna say he's a normal type because I fucking hate him.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Fucking Licky bastard.
Okay, what do you think? Yeah. Look at number 5.
Hate that bitch. That's just a straight up penguin. They didn't even try with this.
Okay, but what do you see?
I see a penguin with a block of ice on its head.
Block of ice, like forehead, but okay.
Yeah.
What do you think it's called?
Thank you.
Good guess. And what type do you think it is?
I think he's an ice type. And if he's not, I'm suing.
He is, in fact, an ice type. And his name is Eskew.
I was kind of close.
Yeah. And fun fact about that block of ice on his head. So different Pokemon have different abilities. His ability is whenever he gets attacked the first time, it doesn't take so much damage, but it does break the block of ice on his head. And then it changes to his actual head, so you should probably Google what he looks like.
What's his name again?
Eskew. And I have no idea if that's how you actually pronounce it, but
I spelled it wrong. I know you said it, but I was like, I know how to spell it. Because I'm a bitch. I think it looks so fucking stupid. That's literally just a Pokemon. No, it's literally just a penguin.
Sure is.
What is his actual head like? Head. Head smash. Just a circle?
It's just a circle.
They didn't even try.
I know. Some of the Pokemon designs make me real mad because they're lazy.
So stupid.
Okay, look at number six.
No, I don't like this game anymore.
No, this game's fun. It's going to like get it. More fun. What was that laugh?
I don't know.
So what are you seeing? What does it look like?
I'm seeing like a little puffy little thing with a lip fillers and a wig.
Lip fillers and a wig. What color is it?
Pink and yellow.
Okay. What do you think its name is?
Can I just say something funny?
Sure.
Or do you want me to actually try?
Up to you.
Yassified.
Yassified. Okay. And what type do you think it is? Or types?
Let me look. Hold on. Give me a second. I don't want to say a fairy type because I don't think she's a fairy. I gotta stop going based off their colors.
Or do you?
I don't know.
Sometimes colors help with that. Sometimes they don't.
I'm gonna say bug.
You're gonna say bug?
Yeah.
Okay. It is not a bug type. Its actual name is Smoochum.
I like that name better.
And it is a psychic and ice type.
Oh, cool. Good for her.
All right, let's scroll down to number seven.
Okay.
What does it look like?
It kind of looks like a gray pig on a spring with a little bubble gum on his hair, on his head.
Okay, that is like the perfect description.
I know.
What do you think its type is? Or types?
I'm gonna be real, I didn't know you could be more than one type.
I told you like 8 times at the beginning, but you can have up to 2 types.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this one technically does or does not, but.
You're literally useless.
I'm just reminding you.
I'm going to say steel. Oh, I didn't even guess the name.
That's okay. I asked you the type before the name. What do you think it's named?
Squallum.
Squallum?
Squallum.
Okay. Not its name, not its type. It's called Spoink.
Yes.
And it's a psychic type. The look of defeat.
I'm so done. This is so dumb.
Scroll down to number 8.
What do psychic types even do? Read your mind?
It's complicated, okay?
I'm done.
Look at number 8.
No.
Yes, it's the game.
Okay.
What are you seeing?
I see a drag queen.
You see a drag queen?
I see a drag queen.
Explain more.
It's a purple figure with a dress and a wig.
Okay.
And it looks like a wig, so that's why I think she's a drag queen.
Have you ever seen this Pokemon before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I don't know the name.
That's all right. What do you think its name is?
Sashay, you stay.
Sashay away? Actually, Shantae, you stay.
Shantae, it's been a while since I've seen the show. I don't know what you want from me.
That's fair. What type or types do you think it is?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Should I just like fuck around? I'm gonna say water and grass for no fucking reason. I have no reason to guess that.
Yikes! No, definitely not. This is Jinx.
Oh, I think I did know that that's what its name was.
Yeah, this is Jinx, and it's a psychic ice type, just like Smoochum, because Smoochum actually evolves and turns into Jinx.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Actually, Jinx was introduced to the Pokemon world first, even though it's like the final evolution. And yeah. What happened in like a lot of later games and seasons was that they would introduce like pre-evolution forms. So
gotcha.
Yeah, like Pikachu is not like the first evolution, like we all thought.
What?
There's a little tiny thing called Pichu.
Oh, that's what Pichu is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought they were brothers for some reason. I thought it was like a Scrappy-Doo moment.
They were brothers.
What?
I thought they were brothers. Just every Pikachu ever is a brother to every Pichu ever. Even though, like, there's hundreds of thousands of them.
Hey, Kelsey, I thought Pikachu was the only one. I didn't know there was a Pikachu.
No, that's not how Pokemon work at all.
I thought Ash Ketchum had the only Pikachu.
No, it's like animals, how there's like multiple Dalmatians in the world. There's like multiple of every Pokemon in the world.
Fuck, man. Tell me everyone can have a Pikachu?
Everybody can have a Pikachu.
Oh my god.
But... Ash Ketchum's Pikachu is like his Pikachu.
I thought Ash was just hogging Pikachu.
You thought he had the only one?
But why was Team Rocket trying to take Pikachu for all the fucking time?
You know, that's a great question, Diane. And here, I'm going to tell you.
I'm so confused.
They tried to steal Pikachu because they thought that Pikachu was particularly powerful. And they're not wrong. It is a very powerful Pikachu. But they're also not the brightest.
Yeah, I'm like, they got bested by a 10-year-old.
Yes.
I need a minute. I can't believe there's more Pikachu. I thought he was the only one.
No, but there are very few Pokemon who it's usually like there is only one of them.
Isn't that Pikachu?
Yes, those are called legendary Pokemon. So Mewtwo and Mew are legendary Pokemon.
They look like aliens.
So usually legendary Pokemon are interwoven in the Pokemon like lore. So like there's like the god of Pokemon, and then there's like there's also the Pokemon who created time and space, and then there's the Pokemon Damn. Who created the continents, the Pokemon who created the oceans, stuff like that.
Damn. So they just be fucking gods at this point.
Some of them are. Some of them are like Pokemon of like the forest or some shit, you know?
Some of them are just bug types that we don't give a shit about.
You don't know how accurate that is.
I know, because you keep ranting about them.
I fucking hate bug types. Bug types are the fucking worst. I will go to my grave saying that. I don't think there's a single bug type on here, because fuck bug types.
True, I agree.
Okay. Anyways, let's look at number 9.
So this is my description.
Okay. I will have to say, though, it normally doesn't have the bows... at all. Those bows are not supposed to be there. I just couldn't find a better quality picture.
Well, that just ruined my description.
Okay, well, keep describing it.
Okay, I'm gonna do my description anyways. Anyways, so this looks like a rich girl took the family dog and dressed it up. Put blush all over him, gave him pigtails, put him in a little dress.
Yeah, kind of looks like an angry bulldog.
Yeah, looks like an angry bulldog.
What do you think its name is?
Poofle.
Poofle?
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of like a bulldog, and you say Poofle?
Yeah.
Okay. What type do you think it is, or types?
I'm going to say... I know I'm going to be wrong, so I don't care anymore. I'm going to say fairy type.
Oh my gosh, you're actually correct, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, so this Pokemon in the first, whenever it was first introduced and up until recent years, was always a normal type Pokemon, but with the introduction of fairy type Pokemon, his type has now been changed to fairy.
I'm so proud of myself.
And it's called Snubbull.
Yeah. I like Puffle better.
You know, I do too. Let's look at 10.
I'm so good at this game. I'm actually quite bad at it, but I think I'm better at naming them than what their actual names are.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you see with number 10?
A talking pile of concrete.
Pile of concrete?
Mm-hmm.
But it's goo.
It's wet concrete.
Okay. What color is it?
Gray. What?
It's not really gray.
Not gray?
It's purple. It's purple and gray. like a great
guy. I don't like him.
What do you think his name is?
I think he's got some boring ass name. I think his name is like John.
You think his name is John?
Yeah, I know that's not right, but it gives me John energy.
Okay, what type do you think he is?
I'm gonna say rock.
Okay, that's a fair guess. I'll give you that. It is not rock, and it is not named John.
Damn it.
It is a poison type.
What? Fuck this guy. Fuck you, John.
And his name is Muck.
I like my name better.
Fair.
Imagine a Pokemon named John. That's so funny.
I'd be terrified of him. Just like I am of most Johns. Number 11. Hopefully, do you recognize number 11?
Yes. This is what people say Shinso looks like.
Or you could say that I like this one, and I've talked about it before, too, but all right.
I know. I don't remember anything about him. I think he's a ghost type.
You think he's ghost type? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think his name is?
Is he like a dark type? I'm going to say dark and ghost type. That's my guess for that.
Okay.
I'm gonna be real, I forgot his name. And I know I should know it.
Yes.
I want to say Bulbasaur, but I know that's not right.
No, it's not.
I'm just gonna say Bulbasaur because I can't think right now.
Okay, it's not a Bulbasaur. Its name is Gengar.
Yeah, I knew that.
And it's one of my favorite Pokemon.
Cool.
And it's a ghost type. And a poison type.
The poison types are throwing me. I don't like it.
They will. Yeah. All right. Number 12.
I do think they would probably be fun. That's a key ring. That's a fucking key ring.
This is where it's a later generation.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I think they ran out of ideas.
They ran out of ideas. They fired someone. This is an intern's last idea. They were just fucking around. They were like, we need another fucking Pokemon. And this guy's like, what if we fucking made a key ring, a fucking Pokemon? And the guy's just like, fuck it. We got it. We don't got any other ideas. This is it.
This is very quickly becoming my favorite episode. What do you think it's called and what do you think its types it are or type is?
I had to come up with a name for this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Karen.
Karen?
Karen.
Don't the key ring's name is Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what type do you think it is? Or I'm types?
Let me take another look at it. Can't think of one. It's not a fucking Pokemon. It's a fucking key ring. You know, I'm going to say a flying type, but also poison, because I don't know anymore.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Incorrect.
Fucking key ring.
Its name is Klefki. And it's a steel type.
Damn it. I guess that would have made more sense.
And a fairy type.
Fuck. I was going to guess fairy.
See? Yeah. Okay.
I hate this fucker. I want her dead. I forgot her name.
Klefki.
That's worse. Her name's Karen.
Okay. Number 13. So if you look at it. Yes.
It's cute.
It's a Pokemon with two different versions.
Nice.
Evil
version.
So when it's hungry, it looks like the version on the right, which is purple and black and has red eyes.
Yes.
When it's has a full belly, it looks like how it looks on the left, which is the brown, dark brown and like yellowish color. And it looks like a little hamster, right?
Yeah, you know that episode of Fairly Odd Parents where he like raises his hamster from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this fucker reminds me of.
Interesting.
A zombie hamster.
Okay.
But also cute. I feel like it would hurt if it bit you. but would be really cuddly after he bit you.
What do you think its name is?
Popplegoof.
Popplegoof?
Popplegoof.
What type do you think it is? Or types?
I want to say ground type. Ground and grass. That's my guess.
Really?
Stop saying it like that. It's making me sad.
The ground I could see. The grass?
Brie, you're not Brie. Kelsey, I am throwing darts into a fucking void and hoping something sticks.
Okay, well, no. It's called Moripico or Morpico.
Kind of like that name better.
It's an electric type and a dark type.
I don't know, and he looks like Pikachu.
Yeah. There's a lot of Pokemon lately that look like Pikachu, and they're all like electric types.
That's how they'll get you. They're trying to market that shit.
Yeah. 14.
This is not helping my inferiority complex.
It's all right. You could do this with me with something you know about, so.
Like what? I steal my personality from you.
I don't know. A show that you watch that I don't watch.
I have to think on that.
Anyways, 14.
This is an ugly motherfucker.
What does it look like?
It looks like, you know those, like, little, like, bulbs of, like, flowers?
Uh-huh.
Looks like it turned evil.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What do you think I was going to say?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
What do you think, what type do you think it is?
I think it's a poison type.
Okay, and what do you think its name is?
Giggly.
Giggly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no. I don't know why you went there, but it looks like a trash bag.
Kind of does.
It looks like garbage. And
crap bag.
You were right. It is a poison type. But its name is Trubbish.
They're not even trying, man.
And then it just evolves into a bigger bag of garbage.
The sun is out and I hate it.
Stop changing the subject.
I'm sorry. Just the sun is out and I hate it.
Okay, look at number 14, I guess. Or 15, I guess.
Okay. Are you fucking with me?
No.
It's a fucking Pokeball. That's an angry fucking Pokeball. He got tired of being trapped in the Pokeball, so he turned.
Yeah?
He's gonna bite ya.
Okay, what do you think its name is?
Paxton.
Say that again?
Paxton.
Paxton?
It reminds me of Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. And what type do you think it is?
Goodness. I'm going to say... I know I'm going to be wrong. Oh, actually, no. I'm going to say fighting type.
Okay. That's a choice. It's the wrong choice, but...
Kelsey, this is making me so sad. I know I have no chance of getting any of these right, but it doesn't help.
So this Pokemon is called Voltorb.
Cool.
And it's an electric type.
Damn it. I was gonna say electric type, but then I realized fighting type was a thing. I'm like, I can see this fucker starting a fight.
I
was gonna guess electric type.
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't think I put any fighting types on this list.
That helps.
Okay. I thought so.
Okay. I hate
16.
So much. I was 16.
I'm having a good time.
Okay. This is a snail that lost its shell.
What?
That's what 16 looks like to me.
No. What color is it?
She's got a little leaf on her head. She's green. She has a necklace.
She does kind of have a necklace.
Got a little leaf on her head.
What type do you think this is?
The grass type.
Okay. What do you think its name is?
For some reason, I always want to start it like say a bunch of P names. So give me a second.
Any day now.
Killian.
Killian?
Yeah.
That's not far from a Pokemon's name, actually.
Heck yeah. Look at me.
There's a Pokemon named Kecleon.
Is it raining now? What the fuck is happening? It's raining. What the fuck?
But back to the thing at hand, you idiot.
I'm right next to the window. I'm sorry.
It is. That's not its name. That is its type, though. It is a grass type.
Yes.
See, I put some easy ones on here. Yes.
The Pokemon can fuck off, though.
Its name is Chikorita.
Chikorita? That's so cute. Oh.
I whenever I played Chikorita's games, the games that it was in, I always picked that one as my starter. That one in Cyndaquil.
That sounds like some Tex-Mex restaurant's take on a quesadilla.
Yes, it does. All right, 17. 17's one of my favorite Pokemon.
Why is he stand like that?
He's too cool.
He stands like every fuckboy.
He does.
Yeah, fuckboy.
All right, describe what you're seeing. What does he look like?
I'm seeing like a dragon looking motherfucker, and that's what I'm guessing his type is. I'm guessing he's a dragon type. He's got like a mohawk. One of them has a mohawk. The other has two mohawks. One of them's yellow, has yellow spikes, and the other has blue spikes. Yeah, I don't know how
to say. And his body is purple.
His body's purple. He's got like little hippie things.
Okay. So this is what I was talking about when I say they have different genders.
Okay.
Gotcha. So the one on the left, I believe, is a male, and the one on the right is a female.
Nice.
I think. I could be wrong, but
yeah.
One of them's a male, one of them's a female.
Okay.
I prefer the blue one, the blue and purple one. It is a newer Pokemon, I think. I could be wrong, but I think it came out in the not the most recent. Well, yeah, I think the most recent new generation of Pokemon Sword and Shield, I think, or maybe the generation or two before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. It's one of my favorite types, and it was on my team in Pokemon and Shield, Sword and Shield, and I would fight for it. What do you think its name is?
Exel.
Okay, I could see that. No, and it's also not a dragon type.
It's an electric type.
It is! It's a poison and electric type.
Okay, are the poisons purple?
Very frequently they are.
Okay, that'll help.
Same thing with ghosts.
How am I supposed to know then?
Yeah, it's tough, huh? His name is Toxtricity. I can't remember what I nicknamed mine in it, but he looks like he belongs in a really bad punk band, so...
That's so true.
I had to have him on my team.
His name is Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz?
Pete,
you know what? That's not too bad.
True. I like my color.
18.
It's another fucking penguin. That's a Santa Claus penguin right there.
Okay.
He's got a little bag and everything.
Sure does.
God, taking years off my life.
What types do you think it is? Or type?
I don't trust myself anymore. I'm gonna say ice and fire.
Okay.
I know those probably are never combined together. But
no, you'd be surprised.
He looks like a penguin and he's red. So that's my logic there.
What do you think his name is?
Again, I want to say all of them as P names, so I'm struggling.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes, please.
It starts with a D.
Dilix.
Dilix?
Like Skrillex, but with a D.
Okay, no. You did get it right. It is an ice type, but it's also a flying type. And his name is Delibird.
Delibird?
As in, like, delivery bird.
Oh my god. They didn't even try.
It does help deliver mail in the Pokemon world. Some Pokemon have jobs.
Go for it. Oh, I want a job.
You have a job.
I know, but I want like a fun Pokemon job.
Number 19.
Okay, I'm actually having fun. I'm just getting frustrated.
We're almost done.
It's a fucking sandcastle. There's a sandcastle. There's a shovel in its head. That's stupid.
So
a fucking sandcastle.
What do you think his name is?
Sandcastle.
Okay, what types do you think it is? Or type?
I'm going to say ground.
Okay. You are right, it is a ground type, but it is also a ghost type.
Oh, that makes sense.
And its name is Sandygast.
You know, I wasn't far off.
No, you weren't. 20. This is one of the original 150 Pokemon. He actually has an entire episode of Pokemon in like the first few seasons dedicated to him.
He doesn't look that interesting, but okay.
He's kind of an asshole. But what do you see?
I see a bird with a unibrow.
Okay. What else? Tell me more.
He's got a big beak.
Mm-hmm.
He's small. He's got like penguin feet.
Mm-hmm. What's he holding?
He's holding something?
Yes.
Is it a knife?
No. It's like a green stalk. Stick.
Is it like a leek?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Why is he holding a leek?
I don't know.
We should ask him.
But what type of Pokemon do you think this is?
I think he's a flying type.
Okay. What do you think his name is?
I promise I'm taking this seriously, but
I believe you.
I cannot. I think his name is Kyle. I know it's not.
He does look like a Kyle.
Like a Kyle.
His name is not Kyle.
Damn. What are the odds?
His name is Farfetch'd.
I like Kyle better.
But in the anime, he's a giant jerk, from what I remember. I haven't seen this episode since I was like 4. Mm-hmm. He's a giant jerk to Ash and his friends. He's really angry all the time. And you did get it right. He is a flying type, but he's also normal type.
Yeah, I can tell. He's not interesting.
Yeah. And so let's look at 21.
Okay. Oh my god. That's an apple. That's a weird looking apple.
What else? Is there anything different about this apple? Or
I mean, it kind of looks like it has a tail.
Okay. It's
got, like, little eyes.
Where are the eyes?
On top of his head.
On the leaves on his head?
Yeah.
Okay. What type do you think this
I'm Pokemon gonna is? Guess grass and bug.
Okay. What do you think his name is? It's not going to be... Don't think too much into it.
Don't think too much into it?
Yes. Give it a little thought, but not a whole lot.
Grapple.
What'd you say?
I just coughed. Grapple.
You think it's grapple? Okay. It is a grass type, but it's not a bug type.
Okay.
It's a grass and dragon type.
Interesting. At first I was going to say ghost.
And its name is Applin.
Damn.
This Pokemon, so we're now getting into different Pokemon. Some Pokemon can evolve into different things based on what you, like, if you give them a certain item to help them evolve. This one, if you give them a tart apple, evolves into one thing, like a flying dragon apple-looking thing.
Okay, yeah.
Or if you give it a sweet apple, it turns into kind of like a turtle dragon-looking thing. Interesting.
Gotcha.
Okay, we can look at 22.
Okay. It's a fucking toucan.
No, that is a Pokemon.
That's a toucan.
That's a Pokemon.
I don't know who told these fuckers that's a Pokemon. That's a fucking toucan.
What do you think its name is?
Toucan.
Okay, what type do you think it is? Or types?
Flying type.
Okay. It is a flying type, but it's also a normal type.
Damn it. Are most birds in this world a normal type?
No. I'd say most birds are flying types, though.
Well, no shit. Why is there a flying type if there's if they're not birds?
But its name is Toucanon.
Oh my god. I wasn't far off.
No, you weren't. It's another design that I think they were just really lazy with, and I hate.
I like to imagine that this person doesn't know what a toucan is, and they drew this, and they're like, this is so unique. This is so original. And someone took one look at it, and they're like, that's a fucking toucan. And they're like, that's a weird name, but yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah. Probably. 23.
Whoa, this one's big. I like it, though. It looks like what are those dinosaurs that like have the long neck?
Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, the land before in time motherfuckers.
The long necks.
Yeah. that looks like this is wearing leaves.
Wearing leaves. What about those yellow things?
Bananas.
You think they're bananas?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so he's. Not wearing leaves, but okay.
Well, he's probably a grass type.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think his name is?
Blockyldox.
Say that one more time.
Blockyldox.
No.
Damn.
His name is Tropius.
Tropius? That's kind of cute. Like a tropical...
It's like a banana tree.
Yeah.
It's like a flying banana tree because it's also a flying and flying type.
Flies?
Yes, those leaves he's wearing are his wings.
That's so cute. I'm so proud of him.
So he's a grass and flying type.
I love that. I love
it. Almost done. This next one is like a multi-part question.
Oh, God.
But it's...
I know this one.
Well,
I know
okay.
I know the middle. I don't know the others.
Okay, so who's in the middle?
Eevee.
Okay, and so all the ones around it are called the Eeveelutions, but they all have their own name and own type. So go through, and it's like the second to last one.
Okay.
Go through and describe which one you're talking about and what they look like, and then tell me what you think their name is and what type you think they are, okay?
Yeah, starting at the front, this one looks like a mermaid. An Eevee's a mermaid. Oh, sorry, I'm adjusting. I needed to get comfy again. Okay. I'm going to say Millen. Well, it's not a word, but Millen.
The mermaid one you think is Millen. And what type do you think it is?
A water type.
Okay. Next.
The next one looks like a Pomeranian.
What color is it?
It's orange, but it's got like puffy fur, like a Pomeranian that meets poodle. That's
okay.
So I'm gonna say it's a fire type.
Okay.
Do they all kind of have names that sound like Eevee?
They don't sound like Eevee, but they all end in the same sound.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what the sound they end in?
Yes.
Eon.
Eon?
Yes.
Phreexeon.
Okay. Next.
I think you've shown me this one because I think you like it.
It's one of my favorites.
I think it's a ghost type. There's one that also could be a ghost type. Actually, no, I think that's a psychic type. Never mind. I think this is a ghost type. I'm gonna be real, I don't know. I don't remember what the name is, even though I know you've talked about this one.
So guess.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I can't think. Something eon. I can't. I literally like.
Okay, fine. Next.
My brain's gonna short circuit.
Next.
This one looks like if Elsa was a Pokemon. She's got like diamond ears. She got like little bangs.
Mm-hmm.
She's very cute.
Type.
It's a, definitely an ice type.
Name.
Nyleon.
Okay. Next.
That one's a grass type. It's got like a little leaf tail. Got like little brown little footies. Kind of looks like a cat more than Eevee does. So it's a grass type. Polion.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Next.
I'm smart like that. This one's definitely a psychic type because I feel like it's staring into my soul. I don't know. I don't know how to name Pokemon. So I'm just going to take the L.
Okay, next.
I'll name this one. That one is an electric type, and I know I got that one right for once with the electric types. I don't think the electric types have any, like, sort of, like, naming. Like, I don't know. Do they have, like, all kind of have the same name, or?
All electric types?
Yeah, do they have, like, similar type names?
No, but this one also ends in an eon sound.
It doesn't help me at all. Electrion.
Okay. You did not get a single name right.
Yeah, I know that. I'm aware.
You did get all of their types except for one correct.
I'm gonna kill myself.
So, okay, we'll start with the blue one on the bottom, the mermaid looking one. That is Vaporeon. It's a water type.
Love that.
Next, they have Flareon. It's a fire type. And then moving on to the one you got wrong, which is my favorite type, it is a dark type.
Damn, man, I forgot that was a type.
Its name is Umbreon.
Umbreon, okay.
Next is the ice type, Glaceon.
Okay.
Then the grass type, Leafeon.
Oh my god.
I was really upset you didn't get that one, but that's okay.
I'm so upset.
The psychic type one that you got right is Espeon. And then the last one, the electric type, is Jolteon.
Jolteon. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah. My favorite is Umbreon, but it's really closely tied with Vaporeon, because Vaporeon was the first... Three, the original, like, Eeveelutions were the water, electric, and fire type.
Yeah.
And then in future generations, they added Umbreon and Espeon.
So is Eevee just a normal type?
Eevee is just a normal type. Look at you.
I know. I'm learning things.
All right. We have one more Pokemon.
Okay.
You ready?
No.
It's nothing big. It's... I hope you've maybe seen it. I don't know.
I don't remember the name.
That's okay.
It's a duck.
What color is the duck?
Yellow.
What's he doing?
He's holding his ears.
Okay, he does not have ears, but okay.
Oh my god. He says his name all the time and he's so annoying. He don't know his name.
What type do you think he is?
I think he's a normal type.
Okay.
Is that right?
No.
Damn it.
He's a water type.
I was going to say, is he a water type? Because he's a duck?
Yeah. I was really hoping you'd get that one. Guess his name.
No, please tell me. It's driving me nuts because I just know the way
his name is. His name is Psyduck.
Psyduck. Okay. Thank you.
And I figured he was a nice kind of neutral one to end on after all of the evolutions.
I can't.
So, now that we're done, which one of these was your favorite?
Ooh, let me go back. The Eeveelutions are super cute.
Eeveelutions are very coveted. They're everybody's favorites, I think.
I like the banana tree guy.
Tropius? Okay. The two pick one favorite.
The toucan can fuck off. The keyring can fuck off.
Like, if you had to pick one of these Pokemon to be, like, your pet in the Pokemon world, which would you pick?
Maybe the hamster.
Really? I thought you would go for the ice penguin.
No, because I hate it, because it's just a penguin.
Okay. So you would choose Mori...
I kind of want to pick one of the Eevees.
Mori Pico? Okay, then pick an Eevee. Which Eevee do you think you would like?
I don't know. They're all super cute.
I know, it's hard to pick.
I know. I want to go for the electric type, but at the same time, the ice. Actually, no. I think I'm going to go to the electric type.
Interesting. You know, that's one of my least favorite types of the Eeveelutions. Yeah.
Well, I like the ice one, but I feel like she would kind of be a bitch.
My favorites are Vaporeon, Umbreon, and Leafeon.
I forgot all of them again. Please tell
me. The grass, the black one, the fire, and the water. Or no, not the fire, but the water.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do like the water one. I like the psychic one too, but she looks like she's going to possess me, and I don't trust her.
Yeah. So thoughts? Final thoughts?
Some of these can fuck off.
Yeah.
No originality whatsoever. They literally just bullshitted some of these.
100%.
I think it's bullshit. You're going to have an original game with like these made up creatures. They better be fucking interesting. And if you can't think of any more, don't make any more, jackass.
See, now you know how every Pokemon fan feels ever. Because they will just give us complete bullshit sometimes. Let me Google exactly how many Pokemon there are total.
Like 500 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it over 500?
I think so.
Gross.
There's 898 Pokemon.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. So they have to run out of ideas eventually. But
they already did.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun. It was very frustrating. Because
You know what? What's great about this is since there's 898 different Pokemon, we could do this again.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm trying to think what I could do with like what I could do on this level with you.
We could talk about that later.
I mean,
we'll brainstorm.
Yeah. Hug.
But I'm all out of stuff to talk about if we're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say, really.
All right. I don't want to say we'll see people next week because we can't keep promises.
Yep.
So, do you remember how you sign off on this podcast?
I do remember.
Okay, take us away.
Have a good day and go watch some TV.
Bye.